Northern Ireland, I would have thought, oh dear, we've got to be sharper than that. Or even £1 million a year, I would have questioned. How on earth are Northern Irish consumers losing £100 million a year to international fraudsters?
Well, Frank, before I started in this project, I would have been like yourself. I would not have believed that figure. And it could be underestimated. They estimate that approximately $3.5 billion is taken out of the UK economy each year from people responding to scams. And, you know, if you prorate that down to the number of people living in Northern Ireland, it would equate to $100 million. And I can give you some examples, Frank, you know, of people that I have been out with. You know, one gentleman in County Antrim, he had sent over $100,000.
£100,000 to who? You know, what? Well, let me put it like this, obviously to a fraudster. Who did he think he was sending it to?
It was to various scams, Frank. He was receiving a lot of mail on a daily basis, and he was sending checks off on a daily basis. His wife knew that he was being scammed, but she wasn't able to stop him.
Well, was this a man with some form of mental health challenge?
No. He owned his own company, and he retired from the business, and, you know, he had a lot of money in his bank account. These letters were coming through, you know, telling him that he had won the lottery, he had won prize checks. And I can understand why people fall for these, Frank, because they're very personal letters. And, you know, they'll make you think that you have indeed won. So it could say, Mr. Mitchell, you have indeed won £140,000. What an amazing sum of money. Included with that letter will be maybe a magazine or a brochure or a catalogue, and they will encourage you to place an order from that magazine. So the people do place the orders, they get the goods, but they never get the prize checks. I was out with another lady in County Down, and she has been scammed through phone calls. And she first of all got phone calls asking her to buy shares, and she bought shares in oil, diamonds, utilities as well. They sent her fake share certificates. They also phoned her one day and asked her to invest in a house in Thailand. They promised her a monthly rental income and that she could sell the house in 2 years' time and get 7% clear profit. And she said to me, you know, I was only getting 5% interest in the bank. So I went down and I wired £84,000.
I suppose, you know, there's no accounting for a mixture of being foolish and being slightly greedy, and those things have to be factored in as well. I did ask maybe about some form of mental health challenge with the gentleman who wasted the £100,000, because I just cannot believe that people could be so stupid. However, you suggested there that one of the ploys is to inform you that you've been a big winner, to send you a magazine which you can purchase stuff from, which you may be drawn to. You may want to do some mail ordering. Yeah. How do they obviously they send you what you've decided to buy, is that right?
Yes, they do. You get the goods.
Yeah, but you get the goods, but do they take your bank details then and clean out your bank account? How do they rob you?
Well, what happens in terms of the magazines, people will send cash, postal orders or checks off. Now, you know, the scam companies will sell your details on. So they'll sell your name, address, because they'll ask for your date of birth, they'll ask for your telephone number. So they will sell those details on to other scammers, so they will. And then, you know, you will be contacted then by phone. They could let on to be your bank or building society. They'll lead you up the garden path into, you know, maybe giving your bank card details over the phone. Once you would turn the card over and give your last three digits, they can dip in and take every shilling out of your account. And it has happened here in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, they're scouring, looking for what I think was in the papers yesterday about this suckers list that they talk about.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have to be so much sharper. I was really surprised at the woman I was talking to who gave her phone to the American that I was mentioning at the beginning of the item. Mm-hmm. You know, a really nice American lady coming up and saying, could I just borrow your phone for 2 moments and make a call right in front of her? Mm-hmm. And it managed, she was using some system of separating money from the phone owner's account into her own account. Now, not in a million years would I hand my phone over to a woman from America at Heathrow Airport. Why is it that some people are so, I can't think of another word other than stupid?
Well, a lot of people will be very trusting. And, you know, if you've seen someone in distress, you know, the chances are, you know, you probably would hand your phone over if you thought you were going to be able to help them.
No, the chances are you would make a phone call on their behalf, or you would take them to the person, you know, to the person in the airport who's responsible at a desk for looking after distressed travellers. Not in a lifetime would I hand my phone to someone else. But this is maybe because I'm talking about this on the radio regularly, and there are many people around the country who do get emails and texts and letters, and they think they've won. But why don't they ask themselves the question, have I bought a ticket for this raffle?
Yeah. Unfortunately, they don't ask that question. And often these scam lotteries will send out like fake numbers. So they're saying you're entered for the next 20 weeks draws. Now, people who are sending, Frank, large amounts of money off to these scam lotteries, to keep the people sweet, what they'll do is they'll send them a letter saying, congratulations, you have won $39 Australian, which equates to 20 Great British pounds. You know, we have rounded your prize up to 25. Here's £25 cash and clothes. So that's reinforcing, you know, that they are, in fact, genuine whenever they're not.
So they sometimes send you an actual prize.
Yes, they will. Oh. And, you know, people are sucked in by that. But
yeah,
these
that's a dirty one. That is a dirty one.
It is indeed. I've also seen them sending out consumer protection bulletins. And it will say important information on scams and how to avoid them. And that is actually going out from the scam lotteries. So again, it's reinforcing the message, we are genuine whenever they're not.
What about the fortune tellers and the bogus relationship people? How do we fall for those?
Well, a lot of these will be letters coming through. Some of them are quite sinister, Frank. And especially for people living on their own, you know, I've come across people who are sitting up all hours tonight reading these letters. And I'll just read you out one example. And I'm just reading out the writing that's in bold on one particular clairvoyant letter. And I'll use my own name. Dear Beverly, the situation is serious. I must warn you, you must learn the truth. Beverly, you are the victim of a spell. A dark-haired woman is working against you in the shadows. She has some knowledge of black magic, and she began surrounding you with negative wave forces. She's holding a photograph of you in one hand and in the other a needle. Beverly, it is urgent to act. These influences are harmful to you. To stop all these pranks, I'm going to trap this dark-haired woman using a counterspell. It goes on then to say that they're going to attract good luck and £235,825 is going to be mine. And bottom line is, send £24 and wait for it. They're going to perform free of charge an emergency ritual by telepathy. Now, people, you know, are scared whenever they receive those letters, Frank. I was out with an elderly lady recently. And she had spent £80 in 1 week because she was told that there was a presence in her house. I've been out with people who have bought beads, you know, thinking that they were going to be cured by these beads. The clairvoyance would be quite sinister. And people do respond. They will send off for lucky charms. One lady opened her purse and she showed me 30 lucky charms that she had bought. Another lady from Downpatrick had bought over 300 Lucky Charms. She has lost over £20,000.
I can't believe what I'm listening to.
Frank, I couldn't believe it, you know.
Listen to this. The appropriate songs department. Stay with me there a second, Beverly.
Okay, Frank.
Don't go away.
I've got a black magic woman, got me so blind I can't see.
I know I'm making fun of it, but my goodness me, I have to say, like, are the Northern Irish thick?
Well, before I embarked on this project, you know, I would have said there was probably a dozen people responding to these letters, and how wrong I was, Frank. And what I would say is any one of us could be the victim of a scam. Even just going on the internet, Frank, and maybe ordering, for example, slimming pills. They'll tell you that you'll get the first month free of charge. They'll ask you to give your card details to pay $4.95 for postage and packaging. They get you to tick a little box to say you accept the terms and conditions. What you don't realise is you're ticking that box maybe to have £90 a month taken out of your bank account for 2 years. So there are all sorts of scams, and I would say every one of us has the potential to fall the victim of a scam.
Interesting point, Beverly, because I did feel last year, it was a simple thing I was doing with linking up with Spain, and I thought for 10 minutes, oh, I've been scammed, oh gosh, I've been scammed. And then when I double-checked, it was legitimate, but I almost fell into a trap, and it can happen, it can happen. Yeah. Beverly, you've raised it well for us this morning, I'm out of time on it, but the trading standards are advising people to think, and think again.
Yes, think twice. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. And if anybody feels they've been a victim or if they need one-to-one advice, please get them to phone into our call centre, which is Consumerline on 0300 123 6262.
Beverly, thank you very much indeed.